This is Out of School, a podcast at the intersection of technology and education. My name is Bradley Chambers. Fraser's not with us this week, but I have a special guest, and we'll get to her in just a few minutes. Did want to take a moment to thank our sponsor for tonight. This episode of Out of School is sponsored by Jamf. We'll tell you more about them as the show goes on. So Fraser is out of town this week, so I brought on a special guest, someone from a company who I met when I was in Baltimore a few weeks ago at the National Association of Independent Schools Conference. And so today we have Christine Leonard from Little Bits. Welcome, Christine.
Thank you so much, Brad. How are you?
Oh, I am fantastic. It is a beautiful day here in Chattanooga. We are in a perfect time of year. It's before the pollen has taken over, but it's very warm outside and the grass is green. So we're doing fantastic. Now, where in the country are you located currently?
We're out of New York City.
Okay, so Christine is with a company called Little Bits, and it's a adorable name. Number one, I think it's a fantastic name. And I was walking the expo hall at the NAIS conference, which is a fantastic organization. It was in Baltimore this year, and came across this really great booth, and I thought, like, I have to go over there. And I was really amazed by what I saw, and I thought it was really, really neat. It was just something unlike anything I'd ever seen, specifically geared towards school-age children. So, Christine, tell us a little bit about what Little Bits is.
Sure. So Little Bits is a platform for creating inventions. When I am in an elevator and someone asks me what it is, I often say that they're like electronic Legos. You snap each bit together to create circuits in seconds, actually. And each bit has a pre-hard-coded function. So you don't have to do any wiring or soldering. You can just snap them together and create things. They're color-coded. So you've got ones that are power bits, and then you have ones, the green ones are the ones that do something. So they will light up or move or make noise. And then you have pink bits that change how the green ones behave. So for example, you might have a bit that's a slide dimmer that works like the slide dimmer for your lights at home, or you have a button or a toggle or a switch. And then when you combine them together and with other materials, you can invent just about anything.
Yeah, I was really amazed by how simple it was to get started. I mean, I was even thinking about this, where like, even I think a 3-year-old could play with this and actually make things through trial and error. And it was very, like, the cool thing about it was, I feel like there is enough gratification that for anybody can get started with it, but there was enough depth that you could actually build some pretty complex things without the risk of, like, you know, obviously injuring yourself or breaking anything.
Sure.
As well. And I think for kids, that's and for adults as well, that's like part of the challenge is, how do you find things that are complicated enough that you can grow with them, but not where they're like so simple that there's nothing to do, or they can be broken easily. But yeah, a fantastic platform. We'll obviously have a link to the Little Bits website in our show notes. How did you guys get started? Tell us a little bit about the history of the company.
Sure. So Little Bits was founded by a woman named Aya Badir. She is a classically trained engineer who, I think she'll forgive me if I say this, was bored out of her mind. Felt that there wasn't enough creativity and expression, at least in the way that she was learning and being taught engineering. And one day she was in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and happened upon the MIT Media Lab that was just an eye-opening experience for her. This was several years ago now, but getting to play with 3D printers and laser cutting and all these really cool tools that allowed her to introduce design and art and creativity into engineering. And coming out of that, her insight was, you know what, it's not okay that electronics the barrier to entry of electronics is so high. Experts kind of tell us what we can and can't interact with. And we all interact with electronics every day. We all use elevators or refrigerators or iPhones or other technology, and we don't really understand how it works. So she felt that this wasn't okay, and it's not okay that it's so hard to get into it, and it's not okay that as a society we have so poor understanding of how the technology all around us works. So she set out to invent a platform that would just make it easy for everybody to play with electronics. And that's how Little Bits came about. And the first couple of years of the company, we're building out the library of bits, and now we are building out curriculum and experiences so that they really work both at home and at school.
Yeah, I mean, they're, when you look at them, they look, again, like you said, like a cross between a circuit board and a Lego, where they're brightly colored, so I think that'll be enticing to kids, and it, then you can kind of easily remember what each one does. I mean, so you, you know, right when you go to the front of the website, it's littlebits.cc, has a quote from U.S. News: by the time students reach fourth grade, a third of boys and girls have lost interest in science. And I think what, to hit on what you said, I think that's key, because we have a generation of kids that are growing up using technology, but are we building a generation of kids that like care deeply about how it works and can
sure.
and it can build the next big thing in the future? Because if all we all are is consumers of technology and consumers of services, then do we ever break out and become creators of those? And I think, and obviously there's been a big push on the you know, software side to develop people that have coding skills, and those are all fantastic, but there really has not been a lot of push towards people that enjoy building hardware. Now you do see some things like the Raspberry Pi, and those are a lot of fun, but as you mentioned, those are quite a complicated jump for, say, a 7-year-old to take.
And in fact, we're coming out with our own code kit this year. We announced it back in March, and it'll start shipping in June. We think that coding and electronics are all means for expressing yourself and inventing things. And you know, internally, we don't care if you use code to invent something, or you use hardware to invent something, or you should be able to do both. But it's about having sort of that creative confidence to use whatever tools you have to invent.
Yeah, I love like the fact that you know everything is hands-on here as well. You know, when you have these kits, it's not like you're sticking just a screen in front of a kid for hours on end. It's like, hey, we can maybe tie something with this screen where you're going to build something to tell these physical things to do something.
Right.
And they really kind of get that like kind of whole spatial interaction where I'm actually spending time learning this, and then it's something actually physical is happening. It's really just a fantastic thing. So you mentioned you have various kits. How are your kits broken up? Like, what's the cell model for schools, you know, the packages and for home, or you know, vice versa?
Sure. And I'll get a little bit back into the history of the company here. We weren't founded as an education company. We started going out there and realizing that there were a lot of people, both adults and kids, who wanted to tinker and make things. But we started seeing that a lot of power educators were seeing Little Bits and saying, aha, I know what I can do with this, particularly in library makerspaces and after-school programs and robotics clubs. So they were just taking the tool and building out their own lessons, building out their own curriculum. And we started to notice this and say, aha, there may be something here. And frankly, you know, we have a mission of getting everybody inventing. And the way we're going to do that is through schools. That's how we're going to get more equitable access to this kind of technology, is through schools. So after looking at this trend and seeing, oh, teachers are using us, librarians are using us, we should support them more, is when we started adjusting our portfolio to respond to educators. So last year we came out with our first true education set called the STEAM Student Set, and it was aligned to engineering design standards from Next Generation Science Standards, and it was all about first teaching students how to invent, and then getting them inventing to learn and solve their own lines of inquiry. And now we're coming out with the code kit this year. That said, bits are sold a la carte. We have lots of different configurations, so you don't have to just go in with those sets. But if you've never used Little Bits before and you want to teach it, that's definitely the way in. And then we also, like you mentioned, have sets, kits for home use as well. Without as much curriculum, but definitely plenty of projects and fun things to do.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of like Osmo for iPad, and how we've got quite a few of those around our school. Like, I may have 20 sets of those at our school, and I think we probably sold three times that many to our parents, who, like, kids love them in class. They end up buying them at home, and I wonder if that'll be kind of the halo effect for you guys, is as you get into more schools, you get into more homes just by kids using it there, and then you guys do have options for the home. It's kind of a way to take that home, and it's a great. You know, you hear moms and dads often talking about, hey, we're doing this craft project today. Well, like, some kids just don't enjoy coloring, or they don't enjoy, using, like, cutting out pieces and gluing things. Like, this could be a craft project for the home that you could use over spring break or summer vacation, just to keep kids' minds flowing and engaged, but maybe something they're a little bit, more interested in.
Yeah, and one of the things that we've started to see is that kids of all abilities, whether you're gifted or talented or on the autism spectrum, Little Bits provides a way for you to express yourself. And like you said before, it grows with you. So whatever level you're at, you can do something with Little Bits and be creative. At the end of the day, that's what it's about, is growing your creative and technical confidence. Whether it's a rainy day at home or at school, or if you want to add arts and crafts, you can. And if you don't, you don't have to.
Before we move on, let's thank our sponsor for tonight. Out of School this week is sponsored by Jamf Pro. Jamf Pro is the solution for deploying, managing, and securing Apple devices. With over 3 million students using Jamf every day, you can bring learning to a whole new level for your students by providing the tools they need to be successful in today's classrooms. If you've never used Jamf, get started with a free trial at jamf.com. That's jamf.com, and give them a shot. Thanks to Jamf for sponsoring Out of School this week. So, I've actually got a purchase order out to buy one of the classroom sets. Are you seeing certain, we're a K-5 school here in Chattanooga, but are you seeing Little Bits being, picked up in schools more by younger students, older students, middle school, or just everything in between?
Sure. The curriculum that we've designed is aligned for grades 3 through 8. That said, we see plenty of high school teachers using it as well. We're not allowed to market to kids under 8 because of the strength of the magnets in the bits right now. So, but that said, we certainly see younger students using it as well. But definitely late elementary, middle school has been the sweet spot from what we've observed.
Are you seeing schools kind of get started with like one purchase and then realize that it works well and they love it and they're coming back with like a bulk purchase? Or are you seeing people come in like bulk purchases day one?
Yeah, the first one. And usually what's happened, and this is anecdotal, I don't have 10,000 stats to back this up, but we've seen librarians actually be the first point of entry. Librarians are tasked with helping students with all kinds of literacies, whether it is tech and digital to books and other information. So they're often the ones who are seeking out these types of tools, and they have been at the forefront of bringing maker spaces and innovation labs to schools. And because librarians serve the whole student body, the whole school gets a chance to play with these sorts of technologies. And from there, you often see administrators and other teachers kind of perking up a little bit when they see how engaged students are. And so that's definitely how we've seen the pattern go, is it starts in one classroom or in a library or a club, and students are hyper-engaged, and it starts to spread from there.
I'm looking on your website, and you've got quite a few different types of kits. You've got, like you mentioned, a coding kit. You've got a smart home kit. You've got a cloud bit starter kit. You've got a hardware development kit. What are some of the differences of these? Do you see one that's more popular? And then we're actually going to be purchasing one of the quote unquote big kits. It's the workshop set, and it's kind of like for 1 to 16 inventors. But like, what are you seeing as your most popular set in schools?
Well, sure. To answer your first question about sort of all these different kits, and going back to what you said earlier, is we have a low floor and a high ceiling, meaning it's easy to get started and then it grows with you as you grow. So some of the kits, like the hardware development kit and the cloud bit kit, are for when you want to build your own bits or create your own connected house. So that's a little bit more advanced and it's ready for you when you're more advanced. Some of our kits that are the better selling ones are the ones sort of at the beginning. So our Gizmos and Gadgets kit for second edition that often gets used at the home. The Steam student set is a bestseller for us because that is often the way that that educators get started. And from there, they can go to the more open-ended kits like the workshop set that you're talking about or the Pro Library if they want a little bit of everything.
Yeah, that one looks fantastic. It looks like it retails for about $5,000, and it looks like it's just a ginormous amount of set. Like, you know, for those listening, where they can't look it up, imagine just like buying a big, gigantic set of Legos that are, from the picture, looks neatly organized. So it's clearly not like Legos, at least not the Legos in my house. But it does look like if you really want to like have a big addition to your STEM lab, like this looks like that would be the absolute way to go. Now it looks like if somebody's interested in this, like do they just like as a school, like do they go to your website and buy? Do you sell through channel partners, or what's the purchase model like?
Sure, it's sort of whatever works for you. We'll sell you to it that way. So you can purchase directly from us on our website. We have education specialists on our sales team who will work with you if your school has a very specific PO purchasing process. They'll work with you, give you quotes, that sort of thing. We do work with resellers like CDWG and others. We're also on Amazon, especially if you do Donors Choose. That gets fulfilled through Amazon. So we are wherever educators need us to be.
How you mentioned like curriculum, like what kind of curriculum goes along with, like if I buy, like when I buy the workshop set, do I get curriculum with it or does you have to purchase that separately or what's that process like?
All of our resources are available for free for download. The curriculum that we've come up with is aligned specifically to the STEAM student set, but you would have most of those bits that come in the STEAM student set in the workshop set. So if you go to our resources section and download the teacher's guide and the student invention guide, you could certainly do almost everything that's in those in those guides with your workshop set.
Very cool. Okay, so even if a parent kind of wanted to download those at home to maybe follow along with what they're doing at school, you can do that. That's definitely cool that you guys are just kind of giving that away for free, because obviously your revenue is not in the curriculum, it's in the actual bits.
It's in the hardware, yeah.
So where do you guys go from here? Like what's your mission, long-term goal? Like where do you want to be 10 years from now in a perfect world?
Oh, man. I should have prepared for that one, because it feels like it's hard to think beyond this week or this month. We definitely want to get into as many schools as possible. And we're still kind of at this inflection point of early adopters to mass market. Most of our customers, I would say, are still in the early adopter, middle adopter category. As you know, selling into schools is very different from selling into the consumer market. It's very, very cyclical. There are very specific times around budgets. Every state has their own boxes that they have to check. So I believe that our next step is going to be really making it easy for schools to bring us in, and really aligning ourselves to what challenges schools are trying to solve, and coming up with new and interesting kits and bits that get students excited at the end of the day and help them invent and solve problems that are relevant to them.
Yeah, I mean, you can even imagine a world where students are building things that are then put into practice in the classroom. Maybe they're building some sort of, light adapter with motion sensors. So instead of having to go to Lowe's and buy those to save energy, you can be an assignment is build those for every classroom.
Well, in fact, one of the lessons or one of the challenges in the STEAM Student Set curriculum is hack your classroom. And in this case, we don't tell you what to invent, but we give you the prompt. So look around your classroom, look around your school environment. What would you like to change? What could be made better? How can you make your classroom function better for you? And so that is actually a challenge that we give to students as part of the curriculum.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. I'm going to be ordering our kit here in the next week. I was waiting on some funding to come in that was going to use towards it. So we're really excited about that. I'm glad you guys were at NAIS because I would not have discovered you before. So I was just walking the halls and I was like, I've been thinking about it ever since. So it's been really, really a blessing that we came across you guys. Christine, anything else you want to add before we wrap up on Little Bits or what you want our audience to know?
Yeah, I think that Little Bits is a great place to work, and because it's so mission driven, it's about making it easy for everybody to invent. And it's been a real blessing for me to be able to work here and learn and talk with teachers and students every day. At Little Bits, we have something that we call the moment. The moment when a kid's eyes light up, the moment when you realize that you can invent anything, the moment when you snap two bits together for the first time and that rush of inspiration comes there. So we actually have an internal chat channel called The Moment where we share those stories every day. And I think we could do a better job of sharing those stories with the rest of the world because that's what motivates us. And I know that that's what motivates educators, because they're the ones who get to foster those moments day in and day out. And so we really have to thank the educators for all the work that they do. And we're at the end of the day, we're just a tool, but it's the educators who are really making those moments of magic happen.
Yeah, I would agree there. We talk about that internally, talking about talking about success stories, because so much is we focus on when there's behavior issues or when students are struggling in these classes, so much of the focus goes on that. And we often forget to talk about the little wins that happen every day. And we need those to keep, as educators, to keep us motivated. So those would definitely be great to share. Again, if you're listening and you want to learn more about Little Bits, it's at littlebits.cc. We'll have a link in the show notes to their website at outofschool.net. Christine, thanks for joining today. I appreciate you taking the time to come on and talk to us. And Fraser will be back next week. And so if you want to connect with me on Twitter, my Twitter handle is Bradley Chambers, and my blog is chambersdaily.com. And hope everybody has a great week.